Good evening. Come in, won't you? Hey, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these magnificent plays, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear this week from the Hall of Fantasy, a series that debuted in 1946 over station KLL in Salt Lake City, Utah, aired there until 1947, disappeared for 1948, and returned in 1949 over station WGN in Chicago, aired there until 1953, produced 183 episodes total. Our story today is Stone's Revenge. This one aired August 17th, 1953.
And now, the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friends. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of Stone's Revenge.
He let him stay out there in the freezing cold, pounding on the door and yelling, "Let me in." Monroe's daughter tried to let him in, but the old man wouldn't let her. So Jeff stayed there in the freezing cold, and the girl heard him say,
"I'll make you pay for this, Monroe. For as long as Monroe lives, I'll make you pay."
And that's the end of the story?
Not by a long shot, young fella. Ever since that time, people have died who stayed in that cabin. People up here say they've heard him pound on the door and yell, "Now let me in." And when they do let him in, they die. Real strange-like, they die.
Hall of Fantasy will present Stone's Revenge in just a moment. And now for our story, an original tale of fantasy entitled Stone's Revenge.
Jim Loring was my best friend. His sister Betty more than my friend, for we were set to be married the following November. We'd all been working pretty hard, and we figured we needed a rest. So we took a 2 weeks vacation and headed up north. Before we left the city, Jim rented a cabin from a real estate broker about 400 miles north of here. We left about 3 in the morning and drove steadily.
Hey, what time is it?
11:30.
Oh, we've made good time.
Yeah, that's right. According to the last marker we saw, we ought to be pulling into Woodlake in a few minutes.
How far is the cabin from town, Jim?
Well, Gehring, the real estate man, said it was about 6 miles out of town.
You're sure he said there were fish in that lake?
Some of the best fishing in the state. That's what he said.
That's what they all say.
We'll have to stop in town and pick up plenty of food.
That's right. Enough to hold us for a few days, anyway.
Oh, look, up ahead. I think we're coming to it.
Oh, we are. It says, you see, Woodlake. Population 709.
Hey, big town.
You better slow down. You know these small towns.
Yeah.
The broker in the city said I could get the key to the cabin from the sheriff. It seems he also owns a store here, Sheldon's General Store.
Well, if that's the case, we might as well pick up our food there.
Yeah, might as well.
Hey, look, there it is.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I see it.
Oh, open that door in a hurry. I just hope my muscles haven't frozen in this position.
Oh, that feels great.
Oh, boy. God. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Weather report said we're in for a storm tonight, though.
Oh? Well, maybe it'll blow over by tomorrow.
Well, it's nice and cool in here.
Yeah, anything would be cool after driving in that hot sun.
Ah, it doesn't seem to be... Oh, yes, there is, leaning back in that chair with a paper over his face. Look.
He's sound asleep.
Pretty alert fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
I heard that, young fella.
I was only joking.
Don't you worry none, son. I can take a joke as well as the next one. You'd be wanting something, maybe?
Yes, we rented a cabin up here, and we need some food.
And you come to the right place. Yes, sir. Now, what can I do you for?
You'd better take charge here, Betty.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll need some eggs. About 24.
Coming right up. Yeah. You come in fresh this morning? Where are you staying?
Oh, the old Monroe place. A real estate man in the city said we could pick up the key from you.
Yep. Yep, I got the key, all right. Yeah, what else, ma'am?
Well, let's see. Some bacon, a pound of coffee... Pancake flour. Potatoes. Oranges, some cream, sandwiches.
Wait a minute. Hold on, ma'am. I got what you said, but don't say no more, because if you do, I'll forget everything. So, you're staying at the old Monroe place, huh?
That's right.
Let's see now. Coffee, flour. You got a 5-pound sack of potatoes here.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Go over there and help yourself to some oranges, ma'am, and anything else you see. Just pick it up and set it on the counter here.
All right. I guess that will be the easiest way.
Yeah. So you're staying at the old Monroe place, huh?
You said that once before.
Yeah, I know it. I just wanted to be sure I was hearing right.
Well, your hearing's all right, Sheriff. By the way, may we have the key?
Sure enough. It's right here under the counter. No. Yeah, long time since that cabin's been rented.
Oh? How come?
People just don't like to go up there.
Oh, why not? Anything wrong with it?
Not exactly. Still the best cabin around these parts. Got a nice refrigerator. Indoor plumbing. Real nice place. But you oughtn't to go up there.
Why?
Because of old Jeff Stone. People around here say they've seen him up there.
Oh, he won't bother us.
Don't you count on that, young feller.
Look, if he comes around the cabin, we'll ask him to leave.
Only leaving, that'll be done. It'll be done by you.
Why? Is he dangerous?
Yeah, he's dangerous. And he's dead, too.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Well, you can't expect us to believe
I don't expect you to believe nothing. I'm just telling you what I know for a fact.
The real estate man didn't say anything about...
He's only interested in renting it. Now, you listen to what I got to say.
So I don't think...
Let him talk to you.
Thank you. I'll tell you about what happened up there. About 15 years ago, it was. Old man Monroe hated Jeff Stone. Used to make life miserable for Jeff. And Jeff used to come in here and say that he was going to get even someday. And the hatred inside him would come out on the surface. And it even made me afraid. It was the winter time when it happened. Old man Monroe was in his cabin, and there was a big storm outside. One of the worst we ever had up here. His daughter was with him. She was the one who told me what happened. Jeff got himself caught outside in that storm. He knew the only place he could reach was old man Monroe's cabin. So he fought his way through the blizzard, and he got to the cabin half froze. Yeah, he pounded on the door.
Let me in!
Old Monroe knew it was Jeff outside. He wouldn't open that door. He let him stay out there in the freezing cold, pounding on the door and yelling, Let me in! Well, Monroe's daughter tried to let him in, but the old man wouldn't let her. So Jeff stayed out there and froze to death. But just before he stopped yelling, the girl heard him say,
I'll make you pay for this, Monroe. For as long as Monroe lives, I'll make you pay.
Yes, sirree. In the morning, when the storm was over, they went outside and found him frozen to death.
And that's the end of the story?
Yeah, not by a long shot, young fella. Ever since that time, people have died who stayed in that cabin. First Monroe's daughter, then him, and then others. Anybody who went up there. People up here say they've heard him pounding on the door and yelling, Let me in! And when the folks in the cabin let him in, they die. Real strange-like. They die.
We'll return to the Hall of Fantasy and the tale of Stone's Revenge in just a moment. Back now to the Hall of Fantasy and the tale of Stone's Revenge.
The sheriff leaned across the counter as he spoke to us. Even though the day was warm, I could feel a chill creep over me as he told us the story of one man's revenge.
So I wouldn't go up there if I was you.
Certainly a frightening story.
Yep, sure is.
Is there any other cabin around here for rent?
Yeah, it's been a busy season up here. Most of the places got people living in them. I got a place, though, I could let you have. Not too bad a place. Let you have it mighty cheap.
Maybe we ought to...
Nonsense. No, we'll go up to the cabin.
Well, it's all right with me.
Well, I think that about does it, Sheriff Sheldon.
All right, let me see now. 95 for coffee, 57 for bacon.
Are eggs? You sure we have everything we need?
Well, as long as you two manage to catch a few fish we have. If you don't, then we'll be making quite a few trips into town.
Wait till we get out in the boat.
I'll wait until I get the fish into the pan.
Yeah, it comes to $11.92. You can check my figures if you want to.
Oh, no, we trust you, Sheriff, here.
Yep, out of 12. Yes, me. Always good to have a little business on the side, like this here store. Here's your change.
Thank you, sir.
Look, you're sure you don't want to go to my cabin, huh?
Well, we're sure.
Well, I warned you, you're walking in with your eyes open. I hope you walk out that way, that is, alive.
Certainly is far enough away from everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we have a map or we'd be lost.
Hey, look, I can see it.
Huh? Yeah, hey, so do I. Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
Oh, and there's the lake. Oh, it's beautiful.
Hey, can I pick him or can I pick him?
Oh. This lake is so hard to get to that I bet it hasn't been fished much.
I can hardly wait to get out there.
They ought to be hitting pretty well this afternoon, huh?
We'll get the boat off the trailer and whip that lake to a froth.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that story that the sheriff was telling you. You don't think there was any truth to it, do you?
Of course not. You notice when he finished, he said he had a place that we could rent?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I did. He just wanted to talk us out of coming up here. Always good to have a little business on the side, he said. I wonder how many people he's talked out of coming up here with that crazy story of his.
Yeah.
Quite a few, I suppose. But it did frighten me.
We found the cabin to be in excellent condition. We moved our things in, had a bite to eat, then Jim and I unloaded the boat and went fishing, while Betty took a sunbath on the beach in front of the cabin. The big ones weren't hitting, but the panfish were, and when we came in, we had a stringer full of bluegills, crappies, and perch. Betty fixed dinner, and we had all the fish we could eat. The rest of the evening, we took it easy, listening to the radio we'd brought with us or reading. The weather report was right that day. And a little after 9 o'clock, it began to rain.
Hey, we're right about the rain.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be a good one.
I hope we don't have rain the whole time we're up here. That would be just our luck.
Hey, who turned off the radio?
I did. Nobody seemed to be listening to it.
Well, put it on, will you? I want to catch the rest of the news before I turn in.
If we're going to get up early tomorrow, we'd better think about turning in.
Yeah, we'll hear the news and then call it a day.
Okay.
And that's the news of the world and the national scene. As for the local news, there's... Ladies and gentlemen, a bulletin has just been handed to me. Lawrence Graham, an inmate of the State Institution for the Criminally Insane, escaped from the grounds a little more than 2 hours ago. So far, he has not been apprehended. His description follows. 6 feet tall, gray hair and brown eyes. Last seen wearing gray shirt and pants. This man is dangerous. If you see him, on no account try to apprehend him, but get in touch with the local police of your area immediately. I repeat, this man is dangerous. Be very careful.
Turn it off, Betty.
The state hospital is for the criminally insane. That's pretty close to us.
I think it's about 5 or 6 miles away.
Oh, they'll catch him. Don't worry about it. He won't get away.
I hope so.
Well, I think I'm going to turn in.
Listen.
What's the matter?
I heard something.
So did I. A crash of thunder.
No, something else. I thought I heard a voice.
Oh, nonsense.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. There it is again.
I heard it too.
Yeah, so did I.
We'd better take a look outside.
Yeah, all right.
No, don't go outside.
We'll just stand in the doorway and see if there's anything out here.
Do you see anything?
No. Nothing.
Then come back inside.
Yeah. All right. Maybe it was someone lost in the storm.
Or maybe it was the man who escaped. Or Jeff Stone. Someone is out there.
Yes, there is something out there. We'd better go see what it is.
All right, I'll...
Let me in!
He's outside the door.
Let me in!
Come on, let's see who it is.
Okay.
Let me in. Oh, I'm glad I found you here.
What's the matter with him?
I found him lying on the ground about a half a mile from here. I've been carrying him ever since.
Here, let me help you.
Put him down over here.
That does it.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
He doesn't seem to...
What's the matter with him?
He's dead.
You are listening to the tale of Stone's Revenge on this week's journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy. We'll return to our story in just a moment. And now, back to our story, entitled Stone's Revenge.
The storm was getting worse. Outside, thunder roared and the rain fell in torrents. Inside, we turned to look at each other, for a dead man was lying on a couch.
Are you sure?
There's no pulse. He's dead.
Was he dead when you found him?
No. Then he must have died while you were carrying him.
Yes. Storm's pretty bad. You'd better stay here until it blows itself out.
Thanks.
Gordon.
Yes?
Come over here a minute.
All right. What do you want?
Don't talk so loud. Do you see his clothes?
Who's?
Well, not the dead man.
What's so different about them? Gray shirt and slacks?
Remember the broadcast? Gray shirt and slacks. 6 feet tall with gray hair and brown eyes. Well, that man fits the description of the one that they put out the warning about. What do you think we should do?
I don't know.
The announcer said he was dangerous.
But it might not be him.
What if it is?
Hey, what are you two talking about?
We were wondering if you'd like something to eat, sir.
No.
You live around here?
At one time.
Do you know who he is?
I remember the face very well, but the name escapes me.
What's your name?
I'd rather not say.
Well,
why don't you drive into town and get some cigarettes, Gordon?
But we have...
Yes, we're almost out. I'll go right away.
But I don't know...
We don't have enough, Jim.
Oh, all right, if you say so.
You ought to wear a raincoat.
No, I'll be right back. I'll get back as soon as I can with the cigarettes.
Hurry, Gordon.
Plenty. Did you hear the broadcast about the escaped killer?
Yep.
Well, there's a man at our cabin who fits that description.
You sure?
Yeah. He came to the cabin and he was carrying a dead man.
What'd the dead man look like?
Well, blonde, nice-looking fellow.
He's dead, huh?
Yeah. And we think the other man killed him.
The lunatic?
Yes.
He couldn't have.
Why?
Because he was captured a few minutes after that broadcast. You must have turned your radio off right after the bullet.
Well, yes, we did. But, Sheriff, then, who are the men in our cabin?
The men in your cabin? I'll tell you who they are. The young one was Tom Monroe. He was going up to see you.
Tom Monroe?
Yes.
Why?
To tell you that it just wasn't a wild story I told you. To tell you to get out of that cabin before it was too late.
Then the other man is...
Jeff Stone. I told Tom not to go, but he wouldn't listen to me. He said he didn't want any more people to die up there. And so, he died himself.
Sheriff, Jim and Betty are still up there.
With Jeff Stone?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to move awful fast to save him. Come on!
So slippery. I hope we can make it up to the top.
Yeah, we're almost there. Keep driving.
Yes. I almost didn't make it down. I got stuck once up there.
We'll make her.
Oh, if anything's happened to them, I don't know what I...
Just pay attention to the road.
All right. Here's the spot I got stuck in before. Ah, we're not moving.
Rocker, little rocker.
Right. Ah, no, we're stuck. We're stuck good.
Then leave the car here and we'll travel the rest of the way on foot.
All right. Right. Let's get out.
I can see the lights through the trees. Come on, let's go.
All right. It's slippery.
Yeah, watch your step.
Betty! Jim, we're coming!
I can't hear you, not with this storm and all.
Oh, I thought if he heard me.
Yeah, forget it. Just watch. Are you all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here, I'll help you up.
Thank you.
There you are. All right, let's go.
All right.
And we're almost there.
Yeah. I hope they're all right.
Go in quietly.
Huh?
Just open the door and walk in.
Right.
The storm ought to cover any sounds we make.
Right.
And you just let me handle this.
All right.
Here we go. It's locked.
We'll have to break it down.
Together, then.
All right. Well, that was Betty.
We got to get that door down.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
Betty, Betty, what's wrong?
You.
Well, of course. I brought the sheriff with me.
Where's the man that was here?
Oh, he's gone.
I thought it was him returning when you crashed against the door. That's why I screamed it. I was afraid.
Well, I want to be sure that... Yep, it's Tom Monroe, all right.
You know this man?
Yeah, he's the grandson of old man Monroe, who murdered Jeff Stone by letting him freeze to death outside. Jeff Stone's revenge is over now.
But if he'd killed other people that came here, then why didn't he hurt us?
Revenge is a strange thing, ma'am. In Jeff Stone's case, I think it was strong enough to bring him back from the grave to try to even the score. And so he killed old man Monroe over again every time someone died here. And when he killed young Tom here, then his feeling for revenge left him.
Why?
Tom was the last of the Monroes, Mr. Blake. Jeff Stone's revenge is complete now. Yes, sir. It's complete now. And he can rest quiet in his grave.
So runs tonight's tale of the unusual, the terrifying, the unknown. Join us again when next we journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear another strange tale of the supernatural. All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional, and any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
This episode of The Horror. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from the Hall of Fantasy at RelicRadio.com. Alongside thousands of other old-time radio shows, more from The Horror, our Shoutcast stream, and everything else Relic Radio. If you'd like to help support this and all of the shows, you can donate through the website as well. It's how this is all made possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have helped out, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with a story from the CBS Radio Mystery Theater on another episode of The Horror.